Last time on Dungeons and Dickheads, heading to the circus, expecting a trap, the party donned some convincing false moustaches, but unfortunately failed to keep a low profile, as Toc was quickly spotted as the only tiefling in the crowd. She was picked on for some deadly audience participation. After a nice ride on a horse, things took a turn when it became apparent that the knife thrower wasn't trying to miss. Chaos descended as a Minotaur, working for the Thief Guild, charged in, beheaded the ringmaster, and generally started being a bit of a dick. He was soon disposed of through joint efforts of all of the party and some interesting use of cannons. Brandon Rough Reaper soon showed his true colours and unexpectedly turned on Leaf Runner, stabbing her through the chest. It soon became clear that there was more to this as attempts to magically heal her failed and a strange decay spread across her body. Whilst Toc comforted her before she completely disintegrated, Bronson and Porkeye trapped Brandon in a frozen tub of water, suffocating him.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I'd forgotten about that as well.
As the party stood in the big top, surrounded by death, a tall figure entered, declaring himself part of the Thieves Guild and demanding 10,000 gold from Toc. However, he was prepared to write off this debt if she completed one last job for him. And that is the name of today's session. One last job.
Way. I think that death sums up our adventure so far. Holding down somebody we weren't entirely sure was a bad un, holding his feet up in a bathtub, drowning him, but by then freezing the water in the bath to suffocate and drown him, kind of just sums up our approach to this game.
Yeah.
That's a grisly death. You wouldn't even see that in Saw. We might. I don't know. I don't watch Saw.
So, you were in the big top, sort of taking everything in when this man, who Toc vaguely recognised, or at least sort of, you know, seemed to be aware of him. He came in and, yeah, he demanded the debt from Toc, but said that there was another way to pay that off. So, he has now taken you outside of the big top. He walks you across the circus grounds, which are now strangely quiet. And leads you into one of the smaller tents you saw outside, which appears to be like a makeshift office for him. There's a desk, some papers on there. And in the corner, you notice one of the clowns from earlier, sort of in the corner, sort of huddled down, sort of appears to be working on something. What are your immediate actions, thoughts, responses?
Hello, what are you doing, little man?
So she carries on sort of carving away and just holds up the item, and you see it is the head of the ringmaster as she is starting to carve away at the horns, because he, of course, was a tiefling.
You mourned us last week for suffocating a man in ice, and now you're having a character carving into a decapitated head.
He's carving the horns off. But you've got to set the tone. I'm just following it.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, I can't complain about that.
I don't enjoy that. I really don't enjoy someone carving a tieflin's horns off their head.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
So as she continues, the tall, gaunt figure says, well, we never planned for him to die, but Milo was a little bit excited. When he charged in, and our poor friend here just got in the way. If it was you, he points towards Ronson, we'd be taking your lungs or your kidneys. If it was you, and he points to Porkeye, we'd be taking your dwarfy beard. All we're doing is using what's left. He doesn't need those horns anymore, whereas we can make quite a tidy profit off of them. Waste not, want not.
Right, Mr. Puddles. Right. You daft little fucker. Now I'm all for make do and mend and scrapping it on the streets to make ends meet. I'm all for that. You can tell I'm a staunch socialist dwarf. But if you continue to saw those tiefling's horns off, I will put them so far up your ass that you'll be putting the saw down your throat to remove them. Do I make myself clear?
He just kind of looks at you, he's got like the fake smile that's been drawn on with the makeup, but you can see like a horrified expression behind that. And just kind of puts the head on the floor and just backs away a little bit.
Right, piss
and
off,
good
then.
Luck getting one of my kidneys, because I have only sold one because I got into a little bit of financial trouble with the Russian mafia.
So whilst this is happening, the tall man, who you still haven't worked out his name, gestures for you to all sit down as he takes a seat behind his desk. He has got a massive ornate chair. And you guys have just got little stools, which are quite low. Imagine like stools at or chairs in a school, just to make you feel even more inferior to him.
What was your name again? It was 2 weeks ago I met you, and I don't remember your name.
You do not need to know my name. All you need to know, and I'm sure you have heard of me talk, I am the Prince of Thieves, the leader of the Thieves Guild.
You're Robin Hood?
No, I am the Prince of Thieves.
Right, I'm going to call you Flopsy.
Ladding.
Right, Flopsy.
Are you a ladding?
No, I am the Prince of Thieves. It would be silly to give out my real name, wouldn't it?
Right, Kevin Flopsy. Costner.
I don't care which alias you use. Look, this has taken long enough to get you here.
It's Kevin.
Is that the character you say about right. Kevin?
Can we have a vote, please? Tickety-tockety, you'll have to solve this. Is it Flopsy or is it Kevin Costner?
I don't look like I really want to talk about the fact that I know this person. And I kind of just sat on the stool, kind of just looking and, you know, just twiddling with like a bangle I've got on my wrist for a bit. Looking a bit sheepish.
Right.
Flopsy. She abstains.
Old Porky, old Uncle Porky has been around the block enough times to know a power play when he sees one. Right? I've seen that Alan Sugar fella. I know what you're doing. So I ain't sitting on your shitty little stool. I'm going to stand. And I'm going to stand awkwardly close to you. How's that for a power play, dickhead? Now tell us what you got to say.
I'm going to stand too, but I'm going to put my leg onto the chair, my one foot onto the chair, like that.
He points at Pork Eyes. I do respect what you're doing. But I would like to point out that you are actually shorter stood up than you are sat on the stool, being a dwarf. But, you know, never mind. I appreciate the effort.
Well, it makes no bloody sense. I'm standing here, and I'm getting even closer.
Dwarfist.
He turns to Tot and says, "So, you aren't the only one foolish enough to think they could steal from me, Miss Tot. You are, however, one of the few fortunate enough to still be alive." He looks around at the rest of you. "As for you, I frankly don't know and don't care who you are. But if you want to help this dishonourable vermin, so be it." He goes in the drawer of his desk and pulls out some bits of paper and sort of shuffles them about. "There is a piece of my property held within a chest in the Pemberton Bank vaults. As with most safe boxes, it's only the registered owner who can be given the key. Unfortunately, they aren't quite able to get there right now. It is a little tricky to get to the bank when your body is in several pieces. So, if you want to write off your debt, Tok, all you need to do is get in there, get my property back and return it to me, and your slate will be wiped clean."
I just sit there kind of taking it in and fully understanding. And can I have the details, please? Just very quietly.
So
yes, I have two questions too. Whose chest are we holding, and can it be Tox?
Whatever you get up to, nothing to do with me.
I'm none the wiser.
I'm just such in a zone of kind of shockness that I just don't even register the comment.
I'd like to put it on record now. I've seen Mission Impossible. I know what you do with short lads in a heist film. I'm not getting in a chest and climbing out acrobatically at midnight and going under any bloody magic lasers. It's not happening. Get Tom Cruise to do it.
You're not in the closet too, are you?
I'm wherever I bloody want to be. So my character's sexuality has not been discussed.
He puts some paper on the table.
Oh.
And says, "Here here are the plans we have of the bank. We do have, we've got plans of the roof, obviously, the main floor, the minting floor, but we don't have the vault. Look, if you spend some time, go through it, work a plan, tell us when you're ready. There are possibly some escape tunnels. We don't have those marked on the map. We don't know where they are. We will give you a modified scroll of return trips, but it will only work the once. So if you bail before you get my treasure, that's it, and you will owe me the 10,000. So I will leave you to scroll through, have a look, work out what you need. I will give you an hour. And then I expect you to be on your way.
What's a lift?
Yes, Mr. Short King.
What's a lift?
It's a platform that you stand on one end and you use a mechanism to lower or lift yourself up. Particularly being a dwarf, I thought you'd know that, seeing as you use them in mines quite often.
Not in my mines, we don't. None of that techno bollocks.
Other than that one that you used like 2 months ago, but yeah.
I don't remember 2 weeks ago, mate. You're telling me what I did 2 months ago.
So,
I have another question. What time does the circus show start? Have we missed it?
I think you'll find you were part of the show.
When?
Half an hour ago, when you massacred all those people.
Oh, that was the show. Very good. I hope it transfers to the West End.
We do have a slight casting issue. It's very difficult to keep hold of the cast, you see.
Right, yes. I'm happy to play myself.
I don't think we're going to be able to four poor Brandon out.
Oh, yeah. We froze that gun, didn't we?
So he stands up and leaves, and essentially leaves you with these piles of paper. So as you flick through, you see that you do indeed have three maps with various schools of writing on them. For the podcast listeners, the first one shows an aerial view of a building with a large window, like roof light on top, with various notes noting doors, etc. So the second floor shows a number of rooms, again, with notes dictating like the manager's office, some private entrances. Note some of the shifts that the guards take. And the final page shows the underground level with some stairs leading to the vault, which is not mapped. Various rooms such as the guard sleeping quarters, the minting room, and other back rooms. In real time, you are going to have 10 minutes to look through this, have a conversation, and work out what your plan is before you then get into it. You need to decide things such as what time of day you're going to go. Are you going to go today? It's probably going to be late afternoon. Are you waiting until the morning, going in the night? And any other specialist equipment you might need within a reason that you would be able to get hold of either by buying or resourcing some other way. You are not going to be able to get a huge mech suit to rip the bank apart, so don't even think about it.
Right.
Damn, that's that plan gone.
I have a question.
Yes, Neil.
Are all of the kind of security measures, are they all mechanical, technical, or is the magic going on in there? Like magic detection and stuff like that?
You will only know what is written on the maps. So as you go through the maps, you may find out, you may not.
I have a detect magic spell, I think.
Well, you can't detect magic on the map. We need to look at the middle map. Can we look at the middle map, please? The middle floor.
I don't have a detect magic
ground
spell.
Floor.
Remember, guys, I can grease things up. I can turn invisible. And I can move Earth. So
I think we should probably just cut to the chase and just say we're just going to kick in the front door, kill the two guards, and just fuck our way through it.
We could absolutely do that. What time of day are we going to do it after closing to make sure we don't get any of the public in there?
Yeah, after closing.
So are we saying 6 o'clock? Are we saying 7 o'clock? Are we saying midnight?
So the doors are locked. Manager and security will have keys. main entrance doors open. Right, no. Okay. No. So if we want to get in, you do the old trick, don't you, which teenagers do, of we going while it's open, we hide in the toilets.
Yeah.
And wait for them to shut. So we're already in there, no breaking in, we're already in there at closing.
Do you not think the security guards are going to check the toilets? Or have you got invisibility?
On the YouTube videos I've seen, they don't.
Wait, you can go invisible, can't you, Ronson?
I can go invisible, yeah.
So you could go in there in the day, go invisible in the toilet. When they go to check the toilet, then you can let us in.
I'll let you in, yeah. Although, I've got to open the door somehow. As well. Pardon?
I mean, Top could just do that magic thing and be a chair.
I mean, I can't be a chair. I can disguise myself and I can put illusions out. So I can only be myself in a different costume, basically.
You could. Do we know what the manager looks like?
We do not.
Because you could change yourself into one of the
security guards. We could go and Case? Case. We can go and case the joint
in the day
and see if we can speak to the manager and demand to speak to them. And then I can... disguise myself as the manager.
Yes. So that's how you get in.
Yeah.
And we could let Shitey in, but we wouldn't have a key to open the door. Maybe I can dig a tunnel with my moving
earth. Well, no, because if you're invisible and in there in the day, then you'll go and pickpocket a guard, then you'll distract them, and then you'll open the front door, and then when I'm inside, they won't look at me because I'm the manager. I've just forgotten my lunch or my dinner or my talkie tablet thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Or you could, as the manager, say, security guard, I dropped my keys. Can I have your keys, please?
And you're my my potential interviewee for the evening.
Yeah.
For minting the stuff downstairs. Poor guy.
So that's how we get in. Do we need to look at the... do we need to look at the third slide?
I mean, we can do.
So we've got to get in that maintenance lift or, go up the stairs.
Where did they say the box was?
So the box is in the vault, which is the floor under this that you do not have plans for. The stairs at the left-hand side lead down there.
Okay.
And as it says here, you are looking for chest number 2 when you get downstairs into the vault.
Chest number 2.
It seems like there's only 4 guards. We can take 4 guards.
No, we don't want to go in there killing everybody straight away.
How about,
this is a heist.
I've got a plan. What if we lower Ray in through the sky thing? What's it called?
If it opens.
Mission Impossible style.
Mission Impossible style. Yeah. With 40 foot of rope, which we probably have.
Yeah.
And then he scampers off and opens the door. I mean, between us, we've definitely got rope each.
That's so much more boring.
We used the rope in episode 1 on the bridge.
We got it back.
Yeah, but we got it back.
We didn't.
We did, yeah, I think. I remember
you've got your supplies of rope back.
We did get it
back. Oh, okay.
Hang on. Maybe we've also got to think, haven't we, about the... you don't call it routine, do you? But the routine of the guards. So
we
should do it... Well, this is
it's written on the map.
Yeah, but it just says to shift change every 6 hours, but we don't know the route that they walk.
Yeah, the route.
We don't know that. Yeah,
so maybe we don't do this tonight. I go invisible. I go in. I watch their routine. I note it all down. Then we do it the following night.
That's a lot of effort.
Yeah, but
we need to do this ASAP.
But we could just say, right, we've done that, and Dave will tell us what the route is and where they are, where they're positioned. That doesn't need, role-playing, does it?
Oh, have you decided that, have you?
Whoa. No, what I mean is me spending a night in there on my own watching the guards, that doesn't need role-playing, does it?
But then we have to wait for the next night to go and do the heist. Didn't the Prince of Thieves say something along the lines of getting it done quickly?
Well, 24 hours is quickly, isn't it?
No, it's 48 hours. It's 2 days.
Well, no, because let's say the time is nearly nighttime now. We will then be doing it tomorrow night. So that's just over 24 hours.
Takes time to murder a whole circus.
You have 3 real-life minutes.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm happy either way. I mean, I can walk in the middle of the day and demand to speak to the manager and then literally use my kind of charm person, disguise self, persuasion to get myself all the way to the vault. I'll just like, well, sorry, I seem to have misplaced my keys for the vault. Go and find them. I'm sure we'll be able to do all of this.
And I suppose, look, when it comes to the guards, if I go in invisible, I'll just stay invisible. I will become visible if I have to attack, don't I, or something. If I attack, I've got to become visible. But I could always be watching for guards. I could reconnaissance. I could go ahead and look for the guards and tell you if one's coming.
Exactly. What's that there, private entrance? And also, what's that car? Are they bringing stuff in at any point?
Well, we don't know.
This is a drawing that the Prince of Thieves scouts have done from above. So there was a cart there at the time.
Dave has done all these little ways for us to get in private entrance through the roof, through the cart. But we're going to ruin it all for him. All this carefully pre-planned.
Or are we just being our characters?
We're going to ruin it by just using our powers. Yeah, we're going to D&D. We're going to D&D.
I know what I've signed up for at this point.
Also, to give appropriate credit, Tom Kartos, go look at his Patreon.
Yeah,
did the maps. Thanks, Tom.
So, thanks, Tom. And Craig. I think how are we getting? We've got it. I think we've got it sorted. We've got a way to check if guards are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we can kind of pre-plan?
Well, I'm pre-planning that I'm going to demand to speak to the manager during the day to get their looks about them. Then I'm going to, in the evening, when I pretend that I've forgotten my speaky tablet, who's my what's it, in my office, yeah. I'm also going to say, I was having an interview with this young dwarf, Porkeye, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And so he comes in with me, we go to the manager's office, and then Porkeye's in as well.
Yeah, but the problem we got with that is it'll be a persuasion check, which we might not do, and then Shite is left out. But no, I meant more. Have we got anything pre-planned?
We'll be fine.
Will you be all right? Do we need to pre-plan anything now once we get inside and what we're going to do, where we're going to go? Do we need to?
No.
Right. Okay, then we're done, Dave.
That decision's made for you as the Prince of Thieves tries back in and says, right, that's your hour up.
Hello, Floppy.
Kevin.
Just gives you both a glare. At least Miss Tuck has the right level of respect. If you're not going to call me the right thing, don't call me anything at all. So, when are you doing this today? Tomorrow?
We are going to have a case of the joint today, do some recon, and then we're going to go in the evening of tonight.
Oh, too much detail. If you're going now, just off you go. It's, they close in about 4 hours anyway. Better get on with it.
Do you have any crowbars available?
Sizer goes, what sort of thief do you call you? Do you call yourself? And points to the corner. There's a little chest. He says, there'll be some supplies in there. Okay. And the clown sort of wanders over, opens it, and you do see there are some crowbars and some lockpicks, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to help yourself.
Floppy, it's integral to the plan that I have a new arrow bag. You got one of them knocking about?
I do not.
What sort of a thief are you?
One that doesn't give away his decent stuff.
I'll take a shit one. I'll take a Tesco carrier bag at this point.
I suggest you just poke them down your trousers.
Ooh.
What I do when I am not adventuring is my own business, Floppy. We need the arrows to get the thing. Do you want the thing?
Roll me a persuasion check.
Enlarge D&D Beyond. Persuasion. Oh, I've got an advantage. That's exciting.
Only against dwarfs.
Oh, 13.
I appreciate the effort, but afraid not. You can see this isn't where I normally reside. We're traveling light. So, crowbars I can do, quivers I cannot.
Can I have that paperweight?
Fine.
Thank you.
Heving, do you have a bottle of hydration drink? Perhaps one created by some celebrity YouTubers?
I do not.
Game. I hear they're going for quite a sum of money. Goyby, that will be our next target.
Do you have Amazon Prime? Because I know where you can use your Amazon Prime. Or Amazon Gaming, as the kids call it nowadays, because that's its name.
If I were you, I would use it to do a free sub for twitch.tv/shitehawk. Now,
I agree.
Get going.
I walk over to the chest. I'm going to walk over to the chest and start having a look through, but I also want to do an investigation check on the chest to see if there's anything except for lockpicks or anything useful in there. Can I do that, like please?
Like a bag for arrows.
Just investigation. I'm doing it. 9 plus a 4.
Yeah, you find a decent amount of lockpicks, and actually a lot of them are a bit crappy, rusted for your broken, but actually you find a decent set that looks like it's not been used, so that's probably a bonus, better than you thought you might get from there.
Okay,
Go on.
I was going to say, I'm going to grab a handful of lockpicks. I already have a crowbar, I realise, but I want to see if there's a more sturdy crowbar in there.
It's hard to tell how sturdy they are. It looks pretty similar to yours.
I know a sturdy crowbar if I see one.
Do you want to investigate the crowbar?
Sure, why not? Do you know what? Why not? It's not going to hurt, is it? It's a 2 plus a 4.
It's a crowbar.
I love a crowbar.
There does appear to be a stain on like the curved hooked end. Having seen what's gone on in the circus, you expect it was probably used to bludgeon someone over the head with. But in terms of integrity, it doesn't feel any particularly more heavy or stronger than your current crowbar.
But there are no kind of potions or anything like that in there that I can see. Damn it. No. Okay, fine. I'm done.
The guy from the Wreckers had an enchanted crowbar. That's Marvel canon. You know, so could happen. But anyway, for canon and lore, Ray has, from underneath his froggy hat, has produced a black and white stripy sweater and a little mask and a bag.
That'd be really useful for casing the joint incognito.
He's excitable. Look at his little face and a little bag with swag written on it.
So, are you heading to the bank?
Yes. Yeah, let's go to the bank. Let's case the joint.
Okay, so you are now actually at the bank.
No.
You're going straight in, did you say?
Sorry. I've just discovered something very important. If I do my invisibility spell at level 3, I can make somebody else invisible.
There we go. I don't even need to do the ruse.
So, if we do have any issues, if we need to use that later, do I have to use it as I'm using it on myself? When you cast this spell using a spell slot of 3rd level or higher, you can target one additional. Yeah, so I guess I've got to do it at the same time, yeah. I'm guessing.
You could cast it again and use another spell slot to do it on another person, but obviously that's not overly efficient.
Right, okay.
Should I cause a diversion?
Well, I was going to do that and then hopefully get kicked out and get the manager over. But maybe I won't then. You could cause a diversion.
I've got a funny bit.
Okay, you do it. You do it.
Right.
You do it.
I hoof the door with my little dwarf feet. Ray's outside. He's fine. He knows it's a diversion. And I go in and I say, "You've closed down my account for political reasons. Not because I was funneling Russian money. It's for political reasons, and I'm outraged, and I'm a big racist from UKIP. I demand to speak to somebody about my closed down racist account."
Please don't bring up the Russians again.
And I flip something. Is there anything I can flip?
I mean, there's some big metal lions next to the door.
Is there any big cardboard cutouts of that fella from Halifax? What's he called? Halifax.
Howard.
Hang on, Howard. Yeah, was it? Howard. Didn't Howard turn out to be a wrong? Isn't he a wrong?
I don't think
I remember. Right, well...
strangely enough, no, there are not any cardboard cutouts of Howard from the Halifax.
What about Fantasy Howard from the Halifax?
No, there are two big metal lions.
All right, I ignore them because I can't push them over and I'll look weak in front of the guards. So I just carry on shouting about how my bank account has been shut down for political reasons.
So the
my bank account has been shut down for political reasons.
The receptionist starts ringing a bell behind the counter, shouting, "Security, please, security!"
More like insecurity.
A couple of the guards go, "Hello, sir. Is there a problem here?"
Yes. My name is Nojal Faroge. I used to have a bank account here, and it's been shut down because of my politics. How dare you?
Well, I demand answers. We're just the gods, sir. I didn't close it.
I start running around in a big circle shouting diversion a lot. Diversion, diversion, diversion.
But for those podcast listeners, Hawkeye's sprite is doing laps around the floor.
I demand to speak to that guy from the Halifax.
As you're running past the receptionist, you notice she has a name tag on. It says, "Hello, I'm Rebecca Rue." And that's our NPC of the week, everybody.
And if you want to be an NPC Yay! Of the week, retweet us or give us 5 stars or something. Good work,
money?
Everybody. Good work, Dave. Well done. Yo, it's your boy Shitehawk, the star, frankly, of the podcast you're listening to now, Dungeons & Dickheads. And I expertly play the character of Porkeye. Yep, that's right, it's me. Just me and you, having a chat. But I'm here for a reason. I'm slid expertly into the halfway point of this here podcast to tell you about our Patreon. That's right, a podcast with a Patreon. Who would have thought it? But if you go to patreon.com/dungeonsanddheads, that's the word and D-heads, not dickheads, D-heads, you can see the wealth of stuff we are offering to you. Not loads of crap that you're never going to get through, just story specific and fun stuff in nice little snippets. So come just give us some money. Give us some money. A little bit of money. Just a little bit. Please. Please. We'll give you free stuff. Like Dave's Diary. Early podcasts. Shout outs. Fun little deleted scenes. Exclusive character chats. And many, many. Also, yeah, oh, hang on. And discounts on merch. Can't forget that. You love our merch. You love it. So, yeah, go to patreon.com/dungeonsanddheads or just click the little link that's in this podcast description. And all good. All good indeed.
Hello there. DM Dave here. Are you a DM looking for an easier virtual tabletop or VTT? Tabletop, that's TABYLTOP, is a virtual tabletop designed around reducing DM burden and improving player immersion. How is this possible, you say? From loading and automatically sizing maps, dragging and dropping tokens, and preloading thousands of monster stat blocks, every feature added is meant to reduce the complexity of the VTT experience. You can even copy and paste plain text versions of your favourite monsters and character sheets, and the auto-magic formatting will convert it all into dice strings, rollable with a single click. No spreadsheets, no Windows 98 user interface, no programming, and no fuss. The perks of using Tabletop don't stop there though. Having your VTT, audio, and video all in one tab will save you the trouble of clicking back and forth, and save your notepads for doodling, because the built-in transcription feature generates session notes trained on your players, your artifacts, and your world. These days, time is a resource more precious than gold. Don't spend yours fighting with your virtual tabletop. Visit tabletop.com, that's table with a Y, and join the alpha testing to start your own campaign totally free. DM Dave out.
Rebecca Rue, why did you close down my account because I'm a big racist?
Well, I also don't have the power to do that, but if I did, it would probably be because you're a big racist.
That's
that is
a fair
company
point.
Policy.
Has it got anything to do with the Russian money that was just resting in my account?
A little bit above my pay grade, but possibly. I might need to get the manager.
Go get Howard.
So,
at this point, I do walk into the bank just so I can see the manager, please. Thank you.
So, after a few minutes, a quite tall gentleman dressed in black, slick back hair, so he says, hello, sir. I understand there's a problem here.
Oh, okay, that works. Right, what's your name's Horror Lessons. Okay, right. My name is Nojal Faroj, and you shut down my account because of the Russian money that was simply in there for no reason at all, and I demand answers. It's because I'm political, isn't it?
Sir, let me go in. If you come to my office, we can check the records. We should have a record if we have indeed closed your account.
Okay, to the office.
So you follow him in.
Shit, we've gone off plan.
It's fine. I'm just kind of walking around, looking at the seating area to the right. Why not? Let's have a look over there.
Now, before we start talking, Mr. Lessons, my lawyer is in the foyer, and I demand she's brought in here. My lawyer's name is
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, that's it. And I'll just go to the door and go, Nicki! Nicki Minaj!
Yes?
Please talk to this person about my bloody bank account while I
okay,
sit
okay, darling, on the way.
Patriotically.
Yes.
Okay, so you are both in his office.
I demand to know why you have closed down my client here's account. Obviously, he's a massive racist. But that shouldn't stop him being able to have his money where he pleases.
Brexit.
Can you remind me of your name again, please, sir?
You know?
Nojal Faroj.
He's got a massive book on his desk and he opens it up. Sort of, he's running his finger down the letters going, G, OK, F, Fallon. I don't see a Faroj in here. Are you sure you've got the right bank?
It might be under C for cunt.
Oh, we've got a few of them. No Nigel cunts, though.
Where's Halif? Where's the fella from the Halifax?
I don't wish to embarrass you, but are you sure you have the right branch?
Listen here, mate. I'm not a bloody squirrel, right? I'm not here to keep tabs of branches. Why did you close down my bank account?
Sir, it would seem we never had a bank account here for you.
Nicki, have you had enough information?
I think that this person is absolutely appalling as a bank manager. I don't even know how he got his job. He probably doesn't even have a key to the vault. Look at him.
So my idea was I go invisible, going and let everybody in.
Wait!
And what farce has this turned into?
This is me trying to find out where the key is for the vault. Look,
the plan has evolved.
The plan has evolved.
I think it's devolved.
Probably doesn't even have a... So I kind of bore into his soul while I'm looking at him in the eyes, challenging him about his status as bank manager for that key.
Give me an intimidation check, please, Tom.
Okay.
I've never even heard of the obscure Welsh hardcore band shirt that you're wearing.
Okay, it's a 17 plus a 5.
So you can see that your words have got to him. Just, of course I would not have a key to the vault. What kind of vault has keys? We've got a very sophisticated three-layered system of some secure doors behind... behind some secure rooms that are locked using combinations that are in the master vault. And the vault and the combinations for those vaults are securely locked away in the bank. A key would be foolish.
I bet you need...
someone else to remember the combinations for you. I bet you can't even remember them yourself because you're so useless. Can't even find the combinations.
Your weak calves couldn't even go down the stairs to the safe, mate.
Just want to remind the players of the note on the plans for the minting room. that does actually tell them where the combination to the vault doors are. In case they
fantastic.
I can't read small letters.
Oh yeah, I do see that now. All right. Look, it's in script. I find it really hard to read words that aren't like typed.
I can always read it out for you. It does say that the combination to the vault doors are in the records room.
Thank you. Fine. Well.
So you would have known, your characters would have known that. So it's only fair.
Okay.
Can I just say that while this is all going on, I'm just sat outside having a smoke.
I mean, you could have come in and been invisible all you liked.
No, I'm waiting for you two to fuck it up, and then I'll come in invisible and save the day.
I believe that this bank is woke. I believe you're run by communists. Yeah, you're a woke bank, mate. I bet you give all your money to charities for poor people. And I don't like that, because I'm Nigel Farage, I think that was my name.
Well, if that is what you define as woke, then I am proud to be woke, sir.
Woke is whatever I don't like.
All I can say is we have never had your money, and from what I can tell of you, I am glad, and we will never allow you to have a bank account here. So please, Mr. Farage, with all due respect, get out of my office and take Nicki Minaj with you.
I told you, didn't it?
I start to walk out, and then I walk up to the teller at the bank, and I kind of lean on the counter, pulling out my loot, and I just look at her. And I try and charm her, singing, money, 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 ooh, must be funny, ooh, in a rich man's ooh world. And I kind of lean onto the counter and look at her.
While this is happening, I'm keeping the manager occupied by doing a little dance.
With a natural one saving throw, you have completely charmed Rebecca Rue. She is magically charmed by you, and is basically yours to do with what you wish.
Ooh. Oh my word.
Well, Rebecca, I wouldn't suppose you would mind kindly popping down to the records room and finding me the combinations for the vaults.
Oh, well, that's an unusual request, but
seeing as you're such a capable bank teller, I can tell you, see, you've just got that look about you. Firm counting hands, the good clear eyes. I know you're good at this.
Clear eyes of a bank teller.
Clear eyes.
Clear eyes. I don't know.
No milk in them eyes.
So she looks at you, she's a little bit confused, and says, oh, well, for you, anything. And she wanders off, you see her sort of go out the back door of the that area, and you hear her clomp down the stairs. And she disappears for a few minutes.
I'm still dancing.
Yes.
I'm still outside having a smoke.
Sir, will you please leave my office now?
Not until you start a conga line with me. If we remember from canon, I'm really partial to a conga line. I remember that. Can we
conga out of the bank?
If we can conga around your desk 5 times first. Very slowly. I'm leading the conga. And then we just go around the desk in a really slow conga.
A do 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 do.
It's basically like a conga if it was a conga at a funeral.
So Ronson sees that everybody's doing a conga, doesn't want to be left out, so quickly goes in to join in the conga and then leaves when it's done.
Oh, it's my PA, Peter Andre. Come on in.
So as you're doing that, a few minutes later, a guard comes up from the stairs with Rebecca Rue in tow and is walking her towards the office. This is all that Tox sees, is the guard dragging Rebecca into the manager's office.
Oh no, I've got Rebecca Rue in trouble.
So he barges into the office, looks at the three of you doing a conga. Sorry, sir, is this a bad time? And the manager kind of sort of straightens his shirt and jacket a bit. Not at all. Just a bit of customer relations. I'm sure you understand it's important. what's going on? Well, Rebecca here, she seemed to be trying to get the bank vault codes out of the records room. Ah, did she indeed?
No.
And at this point, Rebecca's still like really confused. But it was for the nice lady at the desk. I should have known you'd have been corrupt by the greed at some point, Rebecca. I'm sorry it's come to this.
Right,
I'm gonna
Dave,
have
just
to let you go.
Dave, while all this is going on, I've turned invisible. I'm in there walking around. Where do I need to go? Remind me where I need to go, TikTok and Shitey.
You need downstairs. To go and stand in a toilet. Invisible.
Oh, forget that. I ain't got time for that now. He wants his stuff quick. By the time
manager,
you two are finished.
Can you tell me where the shitter is?
Just outside my office. In an actual toilet, not on the floor. We have had that mistake made before.
I don't need to go. It's just in case I did need to go in the future.
Anyway. I'm going up the stairs. That's where I'm going.
Up the stairs that go down?
Down the stairs. I'm going down the stairs.
So, as invisible, no one notices that Bronson's vanished. And as he sneaks out, he does hear the manager say to the guard, "Oh, better make sure we move those records. If anyone else has got an idea of where they are now, we could be stuffed. Move them from the records room."
Right, I'm tailing that security guard. I'm tailing him.
Okay.
Now, if I can be so bold, you still owe me 3 laps of the desk. Please continue the conga.
So as the guard wanders down the stairs with Invisible Ronson following and Rebecca Rue running out of the office crying, you continue to do laps of the desk.
I'm so sorry, Rebecca.
I can't believe you did that.
I'm really sad.
I don't understand. I've worked here for years. My only ever job.
I mean, what's worse is she's been sacked by her partner.
I kind of want to go and stop Rebecca from running out of the bank. And
okay. Do you want to do that, or are you going to?
No, I do. I do that. I run up to Rebecca and I stop her with a hand on the shoulder and I spin around in a flamboyant spin with her hands, and then I take her into a dip.
"I'd have done anything for you," she shrieks. "You got me fired."
Oh, she doesn't like me anymore.
She's still besotted with you, but you did get her fired.
And I caress the sides of her face and I say, "I'm so sorry, Rebecca. Let me make it up to you."
She kind of looks and suddenly all of the, catching your eye again, all of the of sadness appears, like just vanishes. And she goes, "Oh, of course. Oh, I can forgive you for anything."
I leave her. I'm going to speak to the manager on your behalf, and I walk back in to the manager's office. I storm in.
Oh, it's Nicki Minaj.
What can I use? Do I want to? Okay, so I kind of walk in, I storm in, but then I slide into the conga line that's going on behind the manager, grabbing his waist, and I whisper in his ear, using charm person again. Wait, I'm using a lot of spells. I don't care. I'm doing it. You really want to let Rebecca Rue have her job back. And then I kind of drop to the floor, doing a little dance, singing, "I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire." And that's
you've
how I charm
used
him.
That one. You've already used that song.
Oh, well, do you know what? I didn't, have I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've used it again.
So he kind of stops as you whisper in his ear, and he kind of steps out of the conqueror and says, as enjoyable as this has been, I've made a terrible mistake. And he dashes off out of the door. Where he sees Rebecca stood there.
You still owe me a lap.
We did five. The rest of you don't know what happened, so you're still in the room. But he has rushed over to Rebecca. Meanwhile,
I start rifling through the desk.
Sorry?
I start rifling through the desk to see what I can steal.
Okay, give me an investigation check.
I block the door.
Oh, shit. Well, it's an 8 plus a 4, so that's not great.
So you do find a set of keys in there. From what he said, it's unlikely there'll be anything of the vault, but there is a set of keys. A bit of loose change, about 5 gold pieces in there.
Take those.
There's a shopping list. There's carrots, beans, more
I'm
beans.
I'm going to take carrots, and I'm going to take the gold and the keys.
No, it's a shopping list. It's not actual carrots.
No, I want to eat a carrot. You told me that was a carrot.
No, I said there was a shopping list that says carrots.
Oh, okay. So I amend the shopping list.
Oh, sorry. I moved away from the mic. Sorry.
Sorry. I amend the shopping list to put gin on it.
Okay.
And then I put it back where it came from.
Right. Swap places. I'm also going to investigate.
Amend it to put cucumber and some Vaseline.
Was that 4 gold pieces, by the way?
Yeah.
Disregard. I rolled a 1.
So, meanwhile, on the minting floor, no one is there apart from Ronson, who is tailing this guard.
I'm tailing him. I'm watching him.
As instructed, the guard does go into the Redcaw's room, which is down the corridor. There's a number of doors. He goes into the room farthest on the left. I'm following him in. You see
as I'm doing that, I do let off a little fart.
No, don't. You'll be seen. Heard. No, smells. No,
smelled.
It's just a little fart. It's not smelly because I haven't had anything. I've been eating nutrition.
Shoppingless.
Yeah.
So the guard sniffs a bit. He thinks he smells something, but it just disregards it. It's pretty musty down here. So, the records room lives up to its name. It's full of various files, bits of paper, and all sorts.
Final.
Yeah. And he goes over to one of the units in the corner, picks up a bit of paper, and puts it in his pocket, and leaves the room, heading back towards the stairs.
Just before he goes, is there an original copy of Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in the record shop?
You didn't notice it when you were in there.
Okay. Because I would really like that.
I mean, you might have a chance to have a better look later, but... So, as he goes, he doesn't turn to go back upstairs. He instead goes into the room on the... furthest down the corridor, which...
Tell him! Move my little man!
I'm moving him. If you were to remember the map, you would know that this is the guards' quarters.
Yes, is where the guards, I remember that well.
Where they sleep before changing shifts, etc.
See if there's any arrow bags in there. I can see a crossbow.
Yes, I'll have a look. Well, I'm tailing him first, then I'll look for you. I might turn me back and miss something I need to see.
So as he goes over to the desk, you see him obviously looking for somewhere to keep this bit of paper in the short term. He literally just pulls the drawer open and puts it in there.
Right, okay.
Before turning away and going back upstairs.
Right, okay. Well, I'm going to go in that drawer and get out the piece of paper.
Okay, so you grab the bit of paper, and it doesn't say that. There are 3 lines on it. There is the number 1, followed by the letters LB, RD, LA. The number 2, which then says RA, LG, RE. And the number 3, which says RC, LH, RB, LD.
Well, nice try, Dave, but I know exactly what this is. This is a cheat code from the Games Master magazine on how to get infinite lives on Dizzy, the Spectrum game.
You've rumbled me. That will ruin the entire yeah. game, that will.
No, I don't feel any. Right, okay, well, I'll pop that in my pocket.
Okie dokie.
And I'll have a good look around this room, see if there's aught I can nick.
Give me an investigation check.
In fact, Dave, can I just look around in one fell swoop every single room on this floor?
Oof. Give me an investigation check.
I mean, I need to get there before Vic does, or she'll be nabbing everything.
Look, I like to steal stuff. Don't. Yeah.
Dave, can you confirm if he Ronson picks something up, will it just look like it's floating?
No, or anything that also... he attaches to himself.
It says anything. Yeah. It was a 7, Dave.
Okay, so you're rushing. You don't find anything of note in the rooms on the sort of bottom part of the map. It appears to just be sort of admin and like the restroom for the guards. Yeah. In the big room to the top, again, you don't get to spend a lot of time, but you can see that this is where they do the smelting for like new coins and stuff. You do see there's a load of instruments, metal working tools. There's some freshly minted coins. And such.
Right. I am bleeding this room dry.
Okay, so this is going to take you time. Bearing in mind, you haven't done a very thorough check and you've got lots to do. So that is going to take a while. So
Told me there's bloody coins in there. I can see them. I'm going to go nab them.
Yeah, but it's still going to take you time. So whilst Ronson's doing that, we'll go back upstairs to...
All right, okay. That was just talk and being a professional and doing a segue into the next part. Okay.
I mean, I'm trying, but as usual, I've got the handicap of having you here.
Yeah, sorry, I presumed you were trying to make it harder for me.
No. You're doing the check. It's fine. So, the drama's kind of subsided. Rebecca is back behind her desk.
Thank God.
Manager back in his office. Are you two still here?
Yes.
Well, I'll rephrase that.
I say yes and flick my hair back on, leaning onto the side counter. Yes.
I'll rephrase that. Why are you two still here?
I'd like to open an account, please.
I think I made it very clear. And he goes into his desk drawer and pulls out his bit of paper. I think I made it very clear that you are not welcome at this bank, Mr. Farroge. Oh, what? And he looks at a bit of paper and then just whispers, I don't remember needing cucumbers.
And Vaseline.
And Vaseline. I say to, how did you say the name?
I think my name's Nigel. Why have I gone gamer fiend?
Nigel
Farage.
Nigel Farage. Come, Nigel, let's leave. Obviously not going to be served in here today.
Can I open a child's account for my otter?
Please
my
leave,
otter's
sir.
Not a racist. Fine, but I'm taking that paperweight.
Fine.
It's your obsession with paperweights today.
I don't know. It's becoming a thing. I'm taking a paperweight. I'm
leaving this collection.
Good day to you. And I'll just knock over a chair.
As you would leave the room, you just hear him sigh, walk over and pick the chair up.
While he's doing that, I get in the toilet. No one can see me. The guard's facing the wrong way. There we go.
Okay, what's Tok doing?
I'm just walking up to Rebecca Rue again, not trying to ruin her life this time. And I just say, I'm so glad you've got your job back. I'm terribly, terribly sorry. I'm not quite sure what that bank manager was thinking. But when you lock up tonight, would you mind just leaving the back door open? Just leave it unlocked. The one just to behind this room to the left.
Oh, are you? Should I be here?
I mean, I would like to leave you a surprise for the morning.
Oh, I'm leaving a surprise in here.
Well.
Leaves the back door open. She's gonna get a surprise.
I mean, I'll see what I can do.
And then I just kind of walk away in a kind of sexy manner out the front of the bank.
Oh, I've put a little out of order sign on the door as well.
Where have you found this out of order sign?
In the toilet, because it's recently been fixed.
Yeah, go on, then you can have that.
Good. D&D in level 20 million.
Cool.
Right, so I'm in the shitter giggling to myself.
And you're just hiding in there, are you?
I'm outside with Ray.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go back to the minting floor then. So, Ronson, you find in the workshop some piles of brand new coins. These
brilliant.
Are completely
There's a lot,
unmarked.
I imagine.
Sorry?
Brilliant. There's a lot, I imagine.
About 100 gold coin. 100 gold coins worth.
Yes!
These are pristine, completely unmarked coins.
Oh, unmarked.
I'm trying to get into my... Oh, there we go. Oh, sorry, no, I'll go there. 100, you say? 100?
100.
Great, 100 gold coins.
Unmarked gold coins. Just going to put that footnote.
No, it'll be fine, don't worry, I'll just add them to me. There we go, lovely. Lovely, right, okay.
I should also note, because it is Ronson, there is a pool of molten metal in the middle of the room. Normally he would... be attracted to such things.
Should I put my penis in that molten metal?
Maybe you could have a gold dick. Not.
The last three times you've done that hasn't really ended well.
I'll run upstairs and I'll go. Pork guy, come down here. Come down here.
You're invisible. You don't want to say anything.
Actually, don't come down here. People see you come down here. I'll go up and I'll whisper into Tok and...
I'm outside the bank.
She's outside. So I'll go up to Parker and I'll whisper in his ear, sweet nothings.
In the toilet.
He's in the toilet. Right, I'll go into the cubicle next to him.
Make sure you put the out of order sign on. There we go. Because that one was also broken recently.
Parker, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Right, I've got some very important information, okay?
Please tell me this important information.
Right, okay. So I've got a...
It's not coming through,
Is it not coming through? No, okay, no. It's not coming through. That's a shame. That would have been very funny.
Editor, add pissing effect.
Yeah. Editor, I poured a bottle of water into a cup there to make a pissing sound. If you could put that in there, that would be nice. Thank you very much. Hawkeye, yes, I've got a piece of paper. I found it downstairs. I followed that man. He had a very tight bottom.
I just want to understand your intention here. Is Ronson meant to sound like David Attenborough when he's whispering?
Yes, possibly. Yes.
Is this because I've got my David Attenborough shirt on?
As we talk to each other here, Hawkeye, we can see a wonderful display of silverfish running across the bathroom floor, licking up all the ammonia from the rim of the toilet cubicle.
Do they do that?
Yes. They've got very small tongues. Right. I've got, pork eye, I've got a piece of paper. I got it from the records room. Don't you worry, I've got it.
Do you have any toilet paper?
Yes, here, take the... No, no, don't take that note. That's all we need. That's all we need. No, I don't. Just use the back of your hand and then wash it in the toilet.
Do you know the cheat code from Treasure Island Dizzy?
I do, yes. I haven't got it hand right at the moment because it's in my pocket, but I'll take it out of my pocket in a second.
Okay, are you going to stay in that toilet? Is this the plan now?
At the moment, I'm going to tell you what I've got on the piece of paper. It's just I need to get the piece of paper out of my pocket.
Do you expect me to remember it? Because I won't.
Here we go. It says 1LBRDLA. It says 2RALGRE. It says 3RCLHRBLD.
What was after one?
Who?
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 What was after one?
No, I'm doing a two. I'm doing a two right now. Can you stop talking, please? I'm trying to concentrate.
Oh, I thought we were going to go into a who's on first routine.
No. No, I don't like Appleton Costello. They're not very good. I'm a Marx Brothers person. Right. Okay. Look. What do you think this might mean? L and R. That's got to be left and right, hasn't it?
I think it's a really bad football formation. I don't know why you put your left attacker over there. Left back is in the right place. The right winger is all over the shop. And no, that's not that, is it?
So do you remember when we first started doing this stream and it was Ronson who was always messing everything up? How have these tables turned that now Ronson is the only person trying to solve this mystery?
Because it's about time you pulled your weight.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Well, the L and the R could be left and right, couldn't it? Is it?
Yes.
For a save? But
left back, right down, left
away. We need
away.
To go and look at the save, yeah, really, don't we?
That's it. What's it? Yeah, we'll have to go look at the safe, I suppose, or something. But maybe it's got letters on it for B, for the second letter on each thing.
Could be. I mean, you could have just gone all the way down to the basement and tried the code without coming back upstairs.
I think my plan
would be... Right, so now what Ronson does is Ronson goes all the way back down the stairs to have a little look at the... to look at the safe.
Okay, so
how long does this spell last for?
Oh.
It's permanent. Yeah, it's permanent. It says there's no time limit on it.
So you do go indeed all the way down. You do see. So this is where all the money's been spent, right? You know that, like, the records room was musty. It was not in great nick. This is where they spent the money. This is like all metal reinforced. As you walk in, there's a long corridor, and you can see a guard at the other end. There is a standard door, sort of on your right.
Yeah.
And sort of further around the corner is a large vault door, which is labelled with a 1.
Right. Okay.
It's not actually. It is labelled with a 3.
It's labelled with a 3.
On the front is what you would recognise as a standard. Like dial on the vault, so there's numbers basically.